Adventures in Odyssey.
Here it is, Tom. Chocolate, strawberry, banana malt.
Thanks, Connie.
I had no idea you were so daring with your beverage choices.
Oh, well, I tell you, there's a lot about me that would shock your socks off.
Oh, I think I need to hear more.
Well, howdy, Wooten. Nice day, isn't it?
Hi, Tom. I don't know yet.
Nice bunny slippers.
Thanks, Connie. Nice apron. Here's your mail.
You know, you've got to be the only mailman who wears bunny slippers on the job.
As far as I know.
Hey, is something wrong?
Well, they haven't decided yet.
Who?
The slippers. See, I wear the blue bunny slippers when I'm depressed and the red bunny slippers when I'm happy.
But they're purple. What does that mean?
Well, I don't know. I accidentally washed them together.
Oh.
Yeah. So, why might you be depressed?
Well, I just finished the latest issue of Power Boy, and it was the one where he finally faced the three-eyed fish monster. But it ended with him strapped in Dr. Ichabodia's torture chair, and his power suit was disabled, and he had no way to contact headquarters. I don't know how we'll ever get out of it.
So that's why you're depressed?
Oh, my brain hurts just thinking about it.
Well, I'm sure the writers will find a clever way to get him out of it in the next issue.
Yeah, I sure hope they do.
Oh, yeah, writers have these things planned out far in advance.
They do?
Oh, hi, Connie.
Hi, Whit.
Hey, Tom.
Oh,
Wooten. Hey.
Hi.
You were in there for a long time. Who was on the phone?
David, an old friend of mine. We had a nice talk, and he wants to give us something very special.
Oh, well, what is it?
Well, he owns a video production house in California, and he wants to produce a commercial about Wits End to air on television.
A commercial?
On television?
To air?
Hi there, I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks call me Wit. We're getting ready for a time of wonder and excitement. We'd love to have you join us for another Adventure in Odyssey.
Are you going to California to tape it, Whit?
And can your favorite employee come?
Yeah, and your second favorite mailman?
No. Actually, David's coming to Odyssey, and he wants to shoot the commercial while he's here.
He's coming here?
So does that mean that he might want to use some of us to, you know, act in it?
Well, yeah, probably. You three have all worked on BTV, so you'd be perfect.
Oh, I'll play Connie!
No, I get to play Connie.
Well, you always get to play Connie.
How about you play the part of Wooten?
Ooh, that's a multi-dimensional character, Whit. You think I can pull it off?
Now tell us, Whit, what kind of a commercial will it be?
Well, that's up to us. We need to come up with the idea for the commercial before he gets here.
Well, when's he coming?
Friday.
Oh, boy.
This Friday? We have to come up with something in 3 days?
That's right. You think we can do it?
Oh, sure, yeah.
I don't know. It's a little quick. I mean, we need to have brainstorming sessions and outline an idea. We have to write a script.
No. Come on, Connie. I can think of a commercial right now.
About Wits End?
No, it's about cottage cheese, but it can work for Wits End, too.
Let's hear it, then.
Okay. It might sound something like this. Oh, good day, mate. We're in Australia today to see a world-famous Olympic wrestler grapple with a 150-year-old giant tortoise. Good on you. Here they go.
Wow, this is something you don't see every day. The turtle's gonna do a flying hammer jump.
Cheerio, everyone. Now we've moved to jolly old Great Britain to experience a moment you'll never forget. The Queen of England is about to hang glide off the London Bridge. What?
Go, Queenie! Hope she's back in time for tea.
And now we move on to Paris, France, to see the world record in croissant stacking. The helicopter is now completing the tower. Hey, look, there it is. Everyone, 6,400,012 croissants. You saw it first.
That makes me hungry.
These moments brought to you by Wits End, where you see something new every day.
Oh, wow. Wouldn't that be fun?
I don't know, Wooten.
Huh?
It doesn't say much about Wits End, or cottage cheese for that matter. What do you think, Tom?
Well, I tell you, I'd be afraid kids would come in here thinking they can wrestle a turtle.
Yeah, and I'm afraid it might be a little over the budget David has in mind.
David has a budget?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what. Why don't we each think about some ideas for the commercial tonight and meet again tomorrow to talk it over?
Oh, now that sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, I think I know where we can get some giant tortoises cheap.
Mr. Whitaker, can you help me with my English assignment?
Oh, I can sure try, Tamika. What is it?
We have to write an essay about our hero.
Huh, that sounds like a good assignment. So, who's your hero?
Sydney Celica.
Who's that?
She's on that show Most People Love Sydney. Plus, she's in movies and she sings. Do you want to hear what I've written so far?
Sure.
My hero is Sydney Celica. She is a woman who demonstrates courage, strength, and has the ability to not sweat even when she's running after a guy on a motorcycle wearing high heels.
Okay, now, wait a minute. That sounds like you're talking more about the character Sydney plays.
I guess I am.
What do you think of the actress herself?
I don't know much about her, except that she's really good. Is that enough reason to have her for a hero?
Well, maybe before you start this paper, we should figure out what a hero is.
Sounds like a good idea. So, what is it?
Well, okay. Let's see. To me, a hero is someone who has impacted my life in a positive way.
Okay.
So, has Sydney ever done or said anything that changed you? Something that made you a better person?
Once in a movie she said, "Everyone lives, but not everyone lives life."
What does that mean?
I don't know, but it sounded good.
Okay, you think of one. Another definition of a hero.
I guess, a hero of someone I want to be like.
Yeah, good.
And I'd love to be like Sydney. Except I don't know if I want to be an actress.
Yeah, but what about her actions off screen? Is she a person who you'd want to be like?
I'll have to find out. Oh, she has a website. Maybe there's something on there.
All right, one more.
I think it's your turn again, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, is it? All right. A hero is someone who stands for something. They don't live their life just to make themselves feel good. They have a purpose.
That makes sense.
All right, so you've got three ideas on what makes a hero. Someone you want to be like, someone who's made an impact on your life, and someone who stands for something. Now what you have to figure out is how Sydney lines up with those three things.
Oh, well. I think I can find some articles online that might help me. Thanks, Mr. Whitaker.
Hi, Tamika.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Well, how's the essay going?
That's why I came. I tried writing about those questions we talked about yesterday, but it's not going very well.
Oh?
I'll read what I have so far. Sydney Celica is a very talented actress. She's impacted me because she makes her own jam, and I would like to do that too. Another thing I really admire about her is that she strongly believes in shopping. I want to be like her because she doesn't eat chemically enhanced beef. That was really bad, wasn't it?
She makes her own jam?
I know, none of this stuff makes sense, but everything I could find in magazines was, well, stuff like this. What she likes, what she does on the weekend.
Well, maybe you just need a better source. I'll tell you what. Come back tomorrow afternoon and I'll see what I can do to fix that.
Okay.
And bring those questions we talked about.
Is life a little dull?
What are we gonna do today?
I don't know. We already measured how much toothpaste fits in the tube.
And watched the clothes tumble in the dryer. What's left?
Then you need to check out Wits End.
Wow, this is fun.
It's exciting.
Yes, Wits End, where there's always something going on.
I took a trip in the Imagination Station to Fiji, where I wrestled elephants and swung from a trapeze.
I just invented an automatic shoelace tire in the Adventures Corner.
Now let's go perform our own play in the Little Theater.
Complete with a state-of-the-art sound system.
Wits End, the coolest place in town. So, what do you think? It's fun and upbeat to appeal to today's kid.
Oh, it's nice, Connie, but don't you think it would be better with a few sticks of string cheese? Maybe a platypus or an orangutan?
I'm not sure about it, to be honest. It seems a little too upbeat to me. Gave me a headache.
Well, so what kind of ad do you think we should do, Tom?
Well, something with a little less razzle-dazzle, more down-home. I just had a tough day of counting apples, but now I'm ready to relax, and Wits End is just the place to do it.
Hi there, Tom. Nice day, isn't it?
Sure is, Wit, sure is.
A cup of coffee,
a newspaper, a little conversation.
Hey, Mr. Riley.
Evening.
Is it true that this is the place we can read our books?
It sure is. Right through that door is the library.
A library? Wow!
Awesome!
Wits End, a quiet place for rest and comfort.
Well, I don't know, Tom. I think something like that might put the kids to sleep.
Really?
What do you think, Wooten?
What? I'm sorry, did you say something?
What about you, Wit?
Well, you know, everybody has good ideas. Maybe the right commercial is a blending of all of them. You know what? I'll think about it tonight and we'll decide tomorrow. Sound okay?
Okay, sure. Me. Okay, so then, he reaches into his pocket when Dr. Ichabodia isn't looking, and he pulls out a key that Power Duck had made when he was infiltrating the secret fortress in issue 27. He uses it on the torture chair lock, and he grabs his power suit. That works, right?
It makes sense to me, but what's a Power Duck?
Oh, hold on. How would Power Boy know to get the key ahead of time? It's not like he knew he was going to be captured.
Yeah, but he could maybe... Oh, you're right.
I don't get it, Wooten. Why don't you just wait until the next issue comes out?
Oh, if only it were that easy.
Okay, it looks like we're all here.
Yeah.
So did you decide which idea to use for the commercial?
Yeah, well, actually,
Hey, wait
a minute.
Say, what is this I heard about somebody giving out free TV commercials?
Yeah, well, that's what this meeting is all about. We're deciding what kind of commercial we should do for Wits End.
I just don't need a meeting to talk about that. I can tell you right now exactly just how the commercial should be.
Oh, this ought to be good.
Can't wait.
Think about it. All you have to do is show people around. Wits End. I think we'd all agree that it's a great area of town. Why, it's next to such great businesses as the Electric Palace, which is having a sale on slightly damaged AA batteries, by the way. But let's take a look around.
Hey, this here's where Wit makes sundaes and shakes at a pretty competitive price. Now, don't get your hopes up there. They're not like the stuporendous prices at the Electric Palace. But come on, can everyone sell blenders for $49.99 plus tax?
And this here is the library where there are books. But these ain't books you can keep. Oh no, you'll have to return them. At the Electric Palace, though, you can buy things that you don't have to bring back.
Wits End, the store just around the corner from the Electric Palace. So, what did I tell you?
Oh, cool. I've been looking for some slightly damaged batteries.
I don't think I'd ever use a word like stuporendous.
Bart, it's how should I say this? It's
a great idea, I know.
Well, you know, actually, I think Bart may be onto something.
What?
See? Told you. Now there is a man with a brain in his noggin. He can see the possibilities.
Yeah, well, think about it. Like Bart said, we could show people around. How about we do a tour of the shop? Oh. We could show all the different rooms and activities.
Uh-huh.
And I think I even have a way we could combine all of our ideas.
It's worth a try.
Yeah, it sounds all right.
Well, what do you think?
I could lead the tour.
No, I don't know about that.
Yeah, just leave it to me.
Thanks for taking the time. I know you're busy. Oh, yeah, you really appreciate it.
Mr. Whitaker?
In the office, Tamika. She's here right now. Could you hold for a minute? Oh, great. Thank you.
I'm here like you said.
Oh, thanks for coming, Tamika. I have someone I think you should talk to.
Who?
Sydney Selica.
That would be nice if I could.
I have her on the phone right now.
What?
Would you like to interview her?
Sure, but how did you set this up?
Oh, I made a few calls. I know some people in Hollywood.
Wow, thank you.
You brought your questions, didn't you?
Right here.
All right, then. Just push that flashing red button and you'll be on with Sydney. I'll be downstairs at the commercial meeting if you need anything.
Okay. Thanks, Mr. Whitaker.
All right.
Hello?
Well, hello, Tamika Washington. I'm so excited to do an interview with you. I love doing interviews, and I'm really good at them.
Great. I hope I do okay with this. I'm a little nervous, and I never talked to anyone famous before.
Well, we superstars are just like everyone else, except with limos and better hair.
Oh, sure.
That was a joke. Anyway, Mr. Whitaker said you had some questions for me?
Yes, it's for a school report about you.
Oh, wow! I haven't been this flattered since I won the Kids' Choice Award. Well, go on then, ask me anything.
Okay, how have you changed people's lives?
Changed lives? Wow, are all your questions gonna be this deep? Well, I'd have to say it's through my movies. People say they're having a bad day, and then they go and see me in a movie, and it cheers them up. Isn't that fabulous? I love that my movies appeal to everyone, even people who are poor or still wear tie-dye.
Right. Next question. What do you stand for?
What do I what?
Stand for. What's something that's important to you that you'd be willing to fight for?
I stand against smoking. Never start smoking, Tamika. Smoking kills. And if you're killed, you've lost a very important part of your life.
Okay. Good advice. Moving on.
All right, then Tom says his line.
I tell you, this place is always the same old thing.
And then we hear rocking chair sounds.
Oh, yeah.
And then, Connie, you finish us off with...
Wit's End. You'll never find a place where the unexpected is so expected.
And the closing music.
Yay! Yay! That was good.
Well, you know, it sounds like we've got the whole thing figured out.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Oh, Tamika,
did you get your essay all squared away?
Not really. I don't have a subject anymore.
Oh, what happened to Sydney?
It's still in Australia, isn't it?
After I talked to her yesterday, I decided I should do it on someone else.
Well, really? Why?
Oh.
Whoop, hold on a second, Tamika. Oh, David!
Whit, hey, it's good to see you again.
Well, you're early. I didn't expect you until tomorrow.
I was supposed to get in late tonight, but I thought I'd get an earlier flight. Thought I'd come by and say hi.
Well, I'm glad you did. Everybody, this is David Holcomb.
Oh, hi!
I go Davey, as I used to be called.
Davey Holcomb? Well, I thought I recognized you. I'm Tom Riley. I used to coach you in Little League.
Mr. Riley, sure. I remember you. Odyssey Coyotes, right?
That's right. I didn't realize you were the David that Whit was talking about.
Well, David, this is Connie Kendall.
Hi.
And Wooten Bassett.
Hello, Davey.
And Tamika Washington.
Hiya.
Actually, we were just talking about the commercial.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You want to hear our idea?
Of course.
Okay. It goes something like this.
You know, Tom, nothing much happens around here.
Push the red button. Whoa!
You're right, Whit. Leastways, nothing out of the ordinary.
Look at this! I invented a hands-free shoelace tire.
I made an inflatable bike helmet. What'd you make, mister?
An automatic croissant stacker. I'll use this every day.
I tell you, this place is always the same old thing.
Wit's End. You'll never find a place where the unexpected is so expected.
Ta-da!
Well, there you go.
Well, what do you think, David?
Yeah.
It's certainly... interesting.
Huh?
Interesting?
Very creative, but, well...
What's the matter?
Yeah. Nothing, it's fine. I guess I was just expecting something a little different.
See, that's what I was talking about.
Hold on, everybody. What do you mean by different, David?
If this is the commercial you want, I'll be happy to do it. Uh-huh. It's just... that when I think about Wit's End, I think about the people.
Uh-huh.
All of you taught me so much, especially you, Whit. I remember coming in here feeling like a total failure in life, but once I started talking with you and creating inventions and everything, I started believing in myself. Hmm. And more importantly, I started believing in what God could do with me.
Oh.
Wow. Yeah.
That's what gave me the confidence to do what I love and try new things. It's probably why I ended up opening my own company, because the people at Wit's End gave me something that lasted longer than an ice cream cone.
Well, that's well said, David.
It's all true.
So how do you think we can get that feeling into a commercial? Maybe we need to talk about it a little more.
The giant tortoises are a phone call away.
Well, I think talking about it a little more is a good idea. Tamika, do you want to join us?
Actually, I think I'll start on my report. I know what I'm going to write about now. In conclusion, my hero isn't someone that people outside Odyssey would recognize. He has many qualities I wish I had. He stands up for what's right, and he's helped kids for longer than I've been alive. He's not flashy like any actor or baseball player, but he means more to the kids in Odyssey than any star ever could. And that's why John Avery Whitaker is my hero. The end.
Hey, oh, how are you?
Wow, Tamika, that was great.
I'm sure that Whit'll appreciate it.
Yeah, and you gave me a great idea for a way Power Boy could be rescued.
Really? What is it?
Okay, his hero is Beth the Bavarian, and when Beth was in a similar situation, except she was being held hostage by a giant cream puff and she had her arms stuck together with super glue, but hey, it's close enough. She used her Japanese training in origami to create a chainsaw to cut herself loose. Power Boy would remember his hero and do the same thing.
Maybe you should contact the writers and tell them your idea. Maybe they'd understand it.
Yes, Connie. Maybe I'll call the writers tonight.
All right. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hey, do you need some help with that TV?
No, I've got it. Yeah, could you plug this in, Tom? The outlet's right behind you.
Oh, sure thing.
What are we watching?
David sent me a copy of the commercial.
Already? Oh, yeah. Wow, he is fast.
Okay, ready when you are, Whit.
All right, here we go.
Cool. Wit's End is always my favorite stop on the mail route.
Yeah.
When you go there, you know you can talk to Wit about any problem you might have. Plus, it's the only place where you can make a triple-decker pineapple anchovy sundae.
That's for sure.
Sure, Wit's End is special.
There
when I
am.
When I started working here, I was a very different person. But through good friends like Tom and Wit, I've grown a lot. They've mentored me and encouraged me, and they've always been there for me.
I've been around Odyssey for a long time.
Uh-oh, who's this fella?
But we've never had a place like Wit's End. It's unique and uplifting. I can't imagine a better place for kids to spend their time.
Come on.
When I started Wit's End, I wanted it to be a place of adventure and discovery, filled with books and activities, arts and crafts, and uplifting conversation. With God's help, that's just what
it's become. There are lots of stars and celebrities who get our attention because of their talents or the way they look. But 1 Samuel chapter 16 says, "Man looks at appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." Sometimes it's okay to admire famous people, but our real heroes should be the people right around us who simply have hearts that serve God or help us be better people. Davy knew that, and I'm glad Tamika learned it too. Adventures in Odyssey's a presentation of Focus on the Family. Stars in Our Eyes was written by Nathan Hubler, Kathy Buchanan, and Marshall Younger, and directed by Marshall Younger. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger, Katie Lee, Walker Edmiston, Jess Harnell, Luke Graham, Tammy Coffin, Courtney Brown, and Noah Luke. Our sound designer was Glenn Montjoy. And our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.